For as long as there have been wars, there have been stories about the brave soldiers who fought in them. But what about the others? On Friday, Fontana Chamber Arts and the Western Michigan University School of Music, along with WMU actors and dancers, will tell a story about a very different kind of soldier.
We don't want no more of your bulls.
Well, you can guess how the rest of that song goes. A Soldier's Tale combines the music of Igor Stravinsky with writer Kurt Vonnegut's libretto, text intended to be set to music. It's about World War II Private Eddie Slovak, the first U.S. soldier to be executed for desertion since the Civil War. Fontana's Betsy Wong tells us a little about Eddie Slovak, a Polish-American from Detroit.
He was arrested a couple times in his youth for petty theft and actually spent time in the Ionia Correctional Facility. His classification was that of non-volunteer. And he was afraid. He really felt that this was not the place for him. They were sending him into battle, and he did not want to be there.
We just want to go home.
Where are you supposed to be today?
Where all the people are getting killed. So I ran away.
That's all you've got to say?
The production's director, D. Terry Williams, says Eddie wasn't the only one who ran away.
There were 40,000 troops that deserted in World War II. But not many people know about that. 30,000 alone in the Battle of the Bulge.
Slovak fascinated Kurt Vonnegut so much that he used him to rewrite the original libretto to Igor Stravinsky's 1918 work. Conductor David Coulson says the first libretto just wasn't very real.
The character in the original is really not a soldier at all. He doesn't have a weapon. He doesn't have a gun. He doesn't have people giving him orders, but in fact he has a violin. And he's encountered by the devil, who, of course, wants to make a deal with him to get, you know, violin lessons, essentially in exchange for his freedom. Its ability to reflect on the times and World War I was a little bit of around the corner and through the back door, rather than a very direct sort of expressive quality to it. And I think where the departure happens for Vonnegut is that he brings you face forward to his experience in particular with World War II, and it's more direct and I think more brutal in a lot of ways, and perhaps in some ways more reflective of the music itself.
Almost 50 soldiers were sentenced to death for desertion during World War II, but Slovak was the only one to actually be executed. In fact, General Dwight D. Eisenhower even offered Slovak his life if he would promise not to leave his regiment. But Slovak refused. Watching A Soldier's Tale may leave you with more questions than answers, but Wong says the piece says a lot about war and the character of soldiers.
The techniques change, the weaponry changes, but I think the spirit of soldiers doesn't change a lot. I think there's pride, there's fear, there's courage. Even Eddie Slovak felt when he was sentenced to death that something good might come out of his death. And he was told that they were going to make an example of him. And it was his hope that other soldiers would learn from that and that they would remember him.
You can experience A Soldier's Tale Friday at WMU's Dalton Center in the Multimedia Room. Be advised, strong language is used in this production.